Hey, enough already with the phone scams. You know, a stranger asking you for your credit card number claiming they're from some company. This story is about someone who actually worked for a scammer and decided to do something about it. Thing is, it took 20 years. In 1998, Jacqueline Stone went to work at a call center in British Columbia in Canada. At the time, she was a teenager. Here's Stone in an interview with the CBC recalling how she landed the job.
A bunch of my friends were hired at a telemarketing room, and they were offered a lot of cash bonuses. So word got around really quickly amongst our friends. So I went and got a job there, and we were basically hired to call people and offer them credit card fraud protection. It became very clear pretty quickly that we were only calling senior citizens. We were only calling people in the United States. We were instructed to lie to them about where we were located, and they were basically then ripping off the credit card. We didn't know, but it started to become pretty clear. So I still wanted to make the money, so I would call these people and then I would warn them to check out the company's name and make sure they do their research before giving their credit card number to anybody on the phone. I don't know. I was so upset about it, and I wanted action, and I wanted justice. So I went down to the police station and I reported it. But you know, basically, they just told me that investigations take time, and I really thought, you know, we were all going to march back up the hill and go arrest this guy. But they just said, no, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of research before they could do that. So I was a little bit disappointed. I finally got to testify when I was 36 years old, literally 20 years. You know, I was always a bit of a rebel. I pushed boundaries. When this happened, you know, I was 16 years old and I was living on my own in White Rock because I thought I was invincible and I knew everything. But I was raised to stick up for people and to not let something like that just go by.
Whistleblowing in very slow motion. That's Jacqueline Stone telling her story to the CBC's Jason Proctor. Stone's former boss, Mark Wilson, was sentenced last month to 11 years in prison for cheating senior citizens out of more than $18 million.